God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Did your dad ever embarrass you when you were growing up? Maybe you're growing up right now. Maybe your dad has embarrassed you recently. Have your children ever embarrassed you? Perhaps that's happened. Hey, I wonder, has God ever embarrassed you? Have you ever been embarrassed that God is not with the culture? He's not with the zeitgeist. He's not with the prevailing attitude of the culture in which you live. You know, Timothy was a young man who was in danger of being ashamed of both his spiritual father, the Apostle Paul, and of God himself. In 2 Timothy 2:2, Paul calls Timothy my dearly beloved son. He calls him this numbers of times in this book and others. He was not physically Timothy's father, but he was his father in the faith. He had brought him to faith in Christ. And he says in verse 7, speaking of his grandmother and his mother who had trained him well, he says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker," that is, be in fellowship with, "partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God." So it was according to the promise of life, the will of God was, and it was according to the power of God, that is, the gospel is. You know, in Paul's day, there were people who quote, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame. There are people who, their appetites are the only God they know, and literally find a reason to brag or boast in the shameful things they do. Now look, you're either going to be ashamed of sin or of God. You're either going to seek to be approved by men or approved by God. We cannot have it both ways. And I'm just here to tell you that a greater day is coming and a greater judge is coming. You know, you look back at history and you think about the Nuremberg trials after World War II, where Nazis were tried and then hung subsequently or imprisoned. And many of them said, as tyrants have said, the world over, you know, if we didn't do what we were told, we were just following commands. You see, in 1939, what was accepted, what was safe, what was the majority became defeated and punished at the Nuremberg trials. And friend, let me tell you something. Whatever culture, whatever the majority, whatever the mob says right now, there's coming a day where there is a bigger picture. You know, confidence is seeing the bigger picture. "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power." Yes, and of love. Yes, and of a sound mind. If someone is just off his rocker and he invokes God, that's not God. That's a guy that's off his rocker and tainting God with what he's saying. So I'm to have love, and I'm to have power, and I'm to have a sound mind that comes from God and not be ashamed. Paul says in verse 12, "Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." Confidence is seeing the bigger picture. First of all, it's seeing an eternal day. That day is eternal. Paul says he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. In verse 16, Paul talks about a man named Onesiphorus who was not ashamed of Paul, even when Paul was in prison, but actually actively sought him out and sought to be a help to him. And he says of this man, "The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day." What are we talking about? We're talking about the fact that today is not all there is. There's coming an eternal day. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, the Bible says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal." They're temporary. They're short indeed, but the things which are not seen are eternal. You know, you take a historical figure in America like Abraham Lincoln. Is he good or bad? Is he accepted or is he rejected? Well, you know, he's been through two or three different iterations since his death. Abraham Lincoln, was he safe to like in 1864? No. He was not popular in 1864, even in the North. What about 1964? Well, now Abraham Lincoln is widely accepted and acknowledged as the leader that he was. What about now, 2023? Is Abraham Lincoln applauded or deplored? And the answer is, yeah, there's a lot of people that are rejecting him again. Talk about fickle. We are a fickle people, this race of people, humankind. We are fickle. And I'm just telling you that confidence is seeing the bigger picture. If I'm just thinking for here and for now, it is so transient. We'll change our minds again tomorrow. And there's coming an eternal day. Second of all, this judge is absolute. So confidence is realizing that today is not all there is. And the people that judge me on Twitter are not the ultimate judge. That judge is the creator, he is the sustainer, and he's the judge. In verse 1, Paul says, I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life. My life is of God. My calling is of God and of Christ. What I'm doing is the will of God. And that's why he tells Timothy in verses 13 and 14, hold fast the things that you've heard of me. They've been committed to you as a stewardship. And there's coming a day where you'll be judged for that. In chapter 2, verse 15, study to show thyself approved unto whom? Unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. He's not talking here about a shame before his peers. He's talking about shame before the ultimate judge. In chapter 4, verse 1, Paul says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the living and dead, the quick and the dead. There's coming a day where there is an absolute judge. An eternal day, an absolute judge. Are those the things upon which you're focused today when you're dealing with the here and now? Look, you can live a life of power and of love and a sound mind, but that's the power of God, the grace of Jesus, and the confidence that comes from looking at and seeing a bigger picture than right here and right now.